Welcome. It is 6:40 as we jump into the Tuesday version, April 1 of the program. By the way, just as a reminder, the Obama administration has outlawed the term left. You are now to use the term not right. So, anytime you're referring to your leftist friends from now on, they are just to be called not right. You watch Dancing with the Stars, don't you?
I do not.
Sure you do. Here's a little bit of a setback. This is going to upset you quite a bit. Billy Dee Williams announced that because of a back injury, he will no longer be in Dancing with the Stars. He says, quote, "I've had a wonderful, brilliant, fantastic blast of a time." And he added that working with dancer Emma Slater was, quote, "pure joy." So there will no longer be any Billy Dee, Billy Dee, there. Billy Dee.
That has happened occasionally over the course of that show where injuries have forced a person to give up their spot.
How I Met Your Mother finally, dear God, thank you, ended its 9-season run.
And? Better not say anything because people probably recorded it and will watch it today. No spoilers.
Some parts of the finale were actually filmed 9 years ago. Lindsay Fonseca says she and David Henry filmed a bunch of stuff together back in 2005, so they wouldn't appear to age in the flash forwards.
Oh, that's really thinking forward. Wow.
Good job.
Back then, they expected the show was going to last a long time, apparently.
I hated that show, though. God, I hated that show.
The ending apparently was fairly interesting and fairly controversial.
Apparently.
No spoilers, though.
No? Shouldn't?
Probably not, for at least a day.
All right, we'll put this on the back burner. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, big fan of the Michael Jackson music, are you?
Well, I don't know. The Thriller album was pretty darn good for its
time. I'm going to give you that.
The Thriller album was a masterful piece of work.
Thriller and...
The three albums right there, Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad, those three albums were pretty strong.
Very, very strong. And he should have just stopped right there.
Yeah.
Well, if you're thinking about, gosh, if only there was more Michael Jackson music.
They found some in the vaults and they're going to release it.
Tupac did it. Why can't MJ... A new Michael Jackson album is coming out May 13th, only 5 years after his death.
I think they found some old Jimi Hendrix stuff that they're going to re-release, too.
I think they're going to do a duet.
Jimi Hendrix and Michael Jackson doing a duet?
The album is going to be... sure, let's go with that today. The album is called Xscape, X-S-C-A-P-E, Xscape, and it'll include 8 previously unrecorded or unreleased tracks, which were unearthed from old recordings. Former X Factor judge L.A. Reid put it all together with the help of Timbaland and other producers.
You know, the Hendrix and Michael Jackson could have done a duet back in 1969 when the Jackson 5 were first starting. That's technically possible.
From my vacation, the Michael Jackson lookalike show, the Michael Jackson experience in Las Vegas, does big business.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Guy comes out and lip syncs to Michael. He's not even singing. He's lip syncing.
There was a Michael Jackson impersonator that I had the chance to interview. And guy had no sense of humor whatsoever. He came into the studio. There was some big street party.
He was in character.
Oh, yeah, in character. And, you know, talking like Michael and everything's wonderful. And then we're going to have milk and cookies. And I said, yeah, no. Well, everything's when I said, yeah, well
that would be creepy.
Oh, it was very, very creepy. And so I started making, you know, jokes about, you know, make sure no children attend the event tonight. And he got all bent out of shape. I mean, 15 different ways of bent out of shape.
But that to me is weird. I can get if you're a Michael Jackson impersonator and you're impersonating him singing or performing.
Yeah.
But to be in character, like, during an interview.
Yeah, on the radio.
Because Michael Jackson was creepy around kids.
He was creepy, period.
Knowing what you know now, I mean, seeing his Super Bowl halftime show, where he's singing We Are the World surrounded by kids, is uncomfortable to look at.
You know, he's like now going, can I get a drink of water? I'm very thirsty here. Why are there just so many lawyers here? Rolling Stones are going to be returning to the road. Did you know that?
Well, they had canceled their tour after Mick Jagger's girlfriend killed herself, so they had taken some time off.
Yeah.
Now they're getting back to it.
I think a week.
There are some people that don't appreciate your lawyer jokes either.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
I don't understand why. Lawyers are so wonderful. That's why there's no lawsuits in heaven, though. No lawyers. Yesterday, they announced, the Rolling Stones did, they announced a new European tour. Apparently, 1 week is enough time to, you know, bereave over a suicide. They announced last week that the new European tour, which will run May 26th through July 3rd, shows will be in Australia, New Zealand. Those shows were postponed in the wake of Loren's death. All right. Also in the music news, Duff McKagan returning to Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses is still alive even without Axl Rose?
Dude, right? No, he's touring with them. Slash will not be with them, but Axl Rose is there. Duff will join Guns N' Roses for some shows in South America. He tweeted a photo of the set list and says, Argentina, Paraguay, Bolivia, and Brazil. See you all in a few weeks.
It's not really Guns N' Roses without Slash, though, is it? I mean
that'd be like
Led Zeppelin without Jimmy Page. Huh?
It would... See, that's debatable.
It'd be like Deep Purple without Richie Blackmore. I mean,
I think a vocalist is more.
Well, sure.
Is more of a driving force than the guitar.
Yeah, but come on, Slash was pretty identifiable with the hat.
I agree.
Find someone though to replicate someone's way of playing.
Yeah, a friend of mine went to a show. It was a Van Halen tribute band. And they were killing it. The music was awesome. The guitars were just, they had it nailed. The drums were perfect. The vocals, just not Diamond Dave,
but,
man. Not Sammy Hagar.
You wouldn't go see Van Halen if Eddie Van Halen wasn't there. You wouldn't go see Led Zeppelin if Jimmy Page wasn't there.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
There's no way that you could go see Led Zeppelin without Jimmy Page.
I went to see Journey with their replacement. I saw Foreigner with their replacement, you know? I don't know.
Maybe it's easier for some bands than others.
Well, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Last but not least, Pat Boone is a fugitive. Pat Boone has decided to, you know, he went rock and roll for a while. Now he's going thug, and he is a fugitive, apparently.
Wait a minute, what?
He's a fugitive. He's a fugitive from the Le. He's involved. There's a lawsuit, promoter and a cruise line. He's supposed to be the spokesman for this elegant cruise line, cruise ship, once it launches. Well, it hadn't launched yet. And there's a lawsuit between the money people and the promoters and all this stuff. Pat Boone was called as a witness in this lawsuit. And he's like, no. And he didn't show.
Ah.
Well, when you're subpoenaed to appear in court and you decide, I don't want to.
No, it's not optional.
Maybe no, it's not.
Maybe he was busy doing those commercials for the walk-in bathtubs. You seen those?
I'm sitting in bathtubs right now. Anyway, the judge issued a bench warrant for his arrest. And
one of those.
Do you have Pat Boone's rock and roll album where he was on the cover in a leather dog collar?
Well, no.
Pat Boone doing heavy metal, man. It was a trip. There's
nothing about Pat Boone I've ever wanted, especially him in a vest and a dog collar. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We will be back.
I was behind this really, really old guy at the ATM. I don't know what it is about old people and technology, but it's just they don't mix. It was like 10 minutes of, oh boy, here we go. Let's see here. Okay. I want to withdraw cash, so I have to touch where it says withdraw cash. Okay. Oh, I'm back to main menu. Oh boy. Here we go again. Could everyone please turn around? I have to put my secret security code in. So please close your eyes. Okay. One. Two. Three. Oh, I'm back to main menu. This thing's broken. I think when you get older, when we're 80, it'll be like a computer chip you put in your brain, and you just have to think about what you have to do, and then it'll just happen, and you still won't get it. Like, how do I turn the TV on? You just think about turning the TV on, Grandpa, and it goes on. Oh, okay. Grandpa... The coffee maker just went on. Were you thinking about coffee, Grandpa?
Yeah, I like coffee. But...
Well, think about the TV, okay?
Oh, okay.
Grandpa, you just sent me a fax that says you pooped your pants. Are you okay?
The Rush Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.